it's true. You have to be purist 6 days for sure. The reason why our Mishnah says the seventh day, that's taka nuinyan. That's not lima from Hasinai, but stam he's choshes letumas beisim. Like we're afraid maybe the Kohen Gadol will be with his wife, and maybe his wife will become a need in the middle of Tashmish. Avad will be b'shegig. But I call upon him if he's touching his Tashmish with his wife. When she's a nidah, he becomes tummy for 7 days. So he won't be able to do the avodah in Yom Kippur. He'll be tummy for 7 days. So since Yehudah ben Maseri, the Chayish, the Tumas Beisoin, as this din, the Kohen has to be purished 7 days from his wife. Enechnami. The seventh day, that's not from Hasinai. That's not this chash. But the other 6 days, that's limited from Hasinai. So drash to Tumas Beisoin, Shema im Yiskak liishtoi v'tira dam b'shas biya. Maybe b'shas tashmish should become a nida. V'nimtza tomei v'shivas yomim. Then the Kohen Gadol will become tomei for 7 days. Kemishpat boil nida, that's the loch of your boil nida, you're tummy for 7 days, just like a nida is tummy for 7 days. Pulo yocholava yom kippurim, he won't be able to do the avoid in Yom Kippur. Therefore, this din that says seven, that's time this chumra, that's time the chayish midrabonin. But the din to be purer 6 days, that's midrais we learn out from Hasinai. Omalei Rabbi Yechlo Meshlokish, Rabbi Yechlo is back to Meshlokish. Bishleim lo didi, Bishleim is understanding, according to me it's very good, the yalfinum emiluyim. I learned that from the Miluyim, that just like over there, there's a mitzvah prisha 7 days beforehand, who are then your kippur also, you need a prisha 7 days in advance. Hainu the time, that's what we're going to learn later on, as Moran Dav Ches says, that zev is there, mazin olav kol shiva. Miko chatois esho yoshom. Tevinami hazo bimluyim. That zev is there means both places where we learn it out from, say by, both by Yom Kippur, and both where we learn it out from, they were mazin, the mechatis, they pour, they spritzed on the Kohen Gadol all 7 days. As Lo Yitzur, it's a suffix, if he was a Tomei Mace beforehand, so they were Mazda, they spritzed the Mei Hazor on him all 7 days. Well, Mesupik, maybe before that he touched the Mace, we don't know which days, so the Chumra every single day, we're afraid maybe this is the third and seventh day, we're Mazda on him. Drashi Zev is there, Kohen the Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen the Purim, because going to Paradum, it says. Both of them were Mazda on him, Kol Shiva. You may daf rosha. All you may have rosha. The linyan to spritz the may chatas on them. So, if bishtaim according to me learned out from the miluyim by the miluyim, there is also the may chatas ready. So it's good why we use the may chatas. Rashi mikol chatas shoyisham mikol pora upora hayon meisnik tzas the mishmerish v'neifah b'chayal kachshin osech pora. Tevinami hazod Rashi the b'prisha the miluyim. Who are them by Meluyim also, the Shas Prisha, they also spritz the Mechatas on him. Kol Zayin Dechsiv, Vayaz Al Aaron, the Pesach says clearly over there, by the 7 days, he may Meluyim, Vayaz Al Aaron. Oksiv Shivas Yomim Yamalias Yodom, Kol Zayin Oselahem Kechoik Yemirishan. All 7 days, they also spritz the Mechatas on Aaron, by the Shivash Yomim Meluyim. So like Rabbi Yochanan is saying, according to me, that I'm learning that from the Meluyim, it's good. Just like by the Meluyim, you had this Inya B'Shas Prisha to spritz the Mechatas from the Eifa Paraduma on the Kohen Gadol, who was in Yom Kippur also, the Mitzvah Prisha is to spritz the Mechatas on the Kohen Gadol. Elul Didoch, but according to you, Resh Lakish, the Alphas, Mitzinai, you're learning out the Mitzvah Prisha is from Sinai, Hazor B'Sina Mihevei, was there a Paraduma B'Shas HaSinai? There was no Mechazoista yet, they didn't have any Paraduma yet. So why should there be a Mitzvah of Hazor? Omalei, so he answered back, all the time, if Shlokesh is back to Yechon, even according to your time, me nich is a good, by Meluyim dam, hoche mayim, by Meluyim there was the avoidance of dam, and he is saying there's mayim, so Rashi, by Meluyim dam, hazor Meluyim shel dam, kirchiv, over there, vayah, that's what they spritzed on Aaron, they didn't spritz the water of the Mechatis, they spritzed the dam on him, and over here, by the Kohen Gadol, we're saying before Yom Kippur, would be mazah mayim, so also you see, it's not the exact same din. And the Mara Hola Kash, that wouldn't be so schwer. The Tani Rabbi Chia, Nichnesu Mayim Tachas Dam, Enechnami. That that we spritz now, on the 7 days before Yom Kippur on the Kohen Gadol, we spritz on the Mechatis, that takes over the place of spritzing the Dam. So one has to do with the other. Elul Bidoch, but according to you, Resh Lakish, that you're learning out the Mitzvah Prisha from HaSinai, Hazor B'Sina Mehevei. There was no Hazor there altogether. There was no Hazor altogether. So why should we have to spritz anything on the Kohen Gadol during these shivas, you may preacher. Or Malay, so Shlokesh enters back, and Echnami, Maila Bialma, it's only a Maila Bialma, that's all. That we learned later on the Moran Dachetz, that Zev is the Mazanol of Kol Shiva, all the 7 days if you made prisha by the Kohen Gadol, they were mazal, they spritzed on him the water from the mechates. It's true. That's not midiraisa. That's only a mile of yalma. Trash atoni v'bchiyil l'kaimi b'shmaitin maislo mile of yalma v'parah k'der minin of yom kippur l'chovet knisas mach neshchina. As parah dum with tamah mile learned before, since they did one kula to metama the Kohen to make him a tzvul yoin, they made other chumris. This is one chumra that all 7 days before him were mazeral and mechates, and for before Yom Kippur also, as lechovod knisas machna shchina midrabbanan is such a minig to be mala to put on him hazoyes of the mechates. Tenechnami, that's the machlekes in Meshlokesh and Rabbi Yechonon. That Rabbi Yechonon learns out the mitzvah prisha from our Mishnah, we're learning out the mitzvah prisha from the Miluyim, and Meshlokesh says no, we learn out the mitzvah prisha only from Hasinan and not from the Miluyim.
Now, the first kasha Rish Lakish yes and Rabbi Yechonon was that according to you, Rabbi Yechonon, that you're learning out the mitzvah prisha from the Meluyim, the Chur, just like by the Meluyim, it was Likuva. That means if the Aaron did not make the prisha, the avoid was possible. Why isn't that the same halacha by Yom Kippur also? It should also be Likuva. That was Rish Lakish's kasha. Now, the Gemara doesn't say exactly how Rabbi Yechonon answered the question, but the Ritva speaks out that Rabbi Yechonon was not bothered with this question. And it brings down, like it says in the Yerushalmi, because Yerushalmi says sometimes, the afina mili mehadodi, le mitzvah, le likuva. Sometimes true, you can learn out one thing from another thing, even though over there it's likuva, it has to be, and without it it's possible, to another place, only le mitzvah, that it's a nice thing to do, even though it's midiraisa. But likuva it's not. She said there are other cases, gabi chatis oif, or molek victor, mahak torah b'resh shamazbech, av malika b'resh shamazbech, the Kaimlon, the Aktor of Rosh Shamazbech, Makev, Volei Malika. That the Aktor is yes and not the Malika. So it's possible to learn out one from the other, even though part of it is not Likuva. So that's why Rabbi Yechonon wasn't bothered with Rosh Lakish's Kasha. However, in the Etzim Shat of Rabbi Yechonon, we had two Pshatim. That Rav Dimi said, Rabbi Yechonon himself says, we only learn out the Mitzvah's Prisha of Yom Kippur from the Meluyim. But of the Parah Duma, that was only Yemaila. Before Rabbi Yechonon said both will learn out from the Meluyim, so Gemara's teretz was that's Rabbi Yechonon said over in the name of his Rebbe, in the name of Rabbi Yishmael. That Rabbi Yechonon said over Mishim Rabbi Yishmael that Lasos was Elo Maisa Parim and Lechaper is Elo Maisa Yom Kippurim. But Rabbi Yechonon himself he argues on Rabbi Yishmael. Now Tosfos before he asked the question, how is it possible? How could Rabbi Yechonon argue with the Tana? How could he argue with the Tana of Rabbi Yishmael? If Rabbi Yishmael says clearly, we learn out two things from the Meluyim, that the Parah Aduma has to have a mitzvah spree, the Kohen that burns it has to be parish 7 days, and the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur, how can Rabbi Yechonon argue on Rabbi Yishmael? So Tosfos answers, because we'll soon see in Avdalah Amar Aleph, the Gemara finds a Tani Kavosei, we're being a right to Rabbi Yechonon, like there's another Tana that holds like Rabbi Yechonon Shita. Therefore we could argue on Rabbi Yishmael. Another Pshat is, Tosfos says, that since Rabbi Yechonon says Mishmei the Rabbi Yishmael, Michlal the Rabbonin Poligalei V'yild the Yomek Rabbonin, as Rabbi Yechonon knew that the Rabbonin argue on Rabbi Yishmael, so he brings down what Rabbi Yishmael says. But since the Rabbonin, the majority argue on Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yechonon passes like the Rabbonin that we only learn out that the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur there's a mitzvah prisha. We learn out from the Meluyim, but not the Kohen that burns the Parah Aduma. That's not midiraisa. That's only a mila. That was Rabbi Yechonon's Shita. However, Resh Lakish, so Resh Lakish learns out that we don't learn out from the Miluyim, but rather we learn out from Sinai. So I call upon it from this Girsa, since we see here Resh Lakish is the one that says Bechlav, we do not learn out from the Miluyim, it's good the Girsa before that said that Masnitati should have been Yabshua ben Levi, like the Girsa in the Gemara, not like it does in the side, Resh Lakish. Because here it's Mashma, Resh Lakish Bechlav does not learn out from the Miluyim, but Resh Lakish learns out from Har Sinai. Now Torah asks the question, how could Resh Lakish learn out from Har Sinai? Where's the Limud Lederus? That the Gemara says, he says, Elomar Mehechi Yalaflo. So we have before, he says, Oma Mi Sinai. Tehsiv Ayishka in Kvoid Hashem al Har Sinai. Veyachasei Ho'onon Shesh Hashemim. Veyikra Moshe B'yem Hashri. So he's learning out from here, this is a binyanav to all over, you have to be purus 6 days in advance. So Tosfos asked the question, how do we know that? Like, where's the Yitru of the Kroh? What's extra over here? To say it's a limud from here to all over. It's Mishlema by Meluyim, it says Kloh, Kasher Tzivu Hashem, that there's a Tzivu L'Deris. But over here, where's the extra posik? So So Toyah speaks out because really what the Pasuk says here is, it says, Vayal, it is in Shmois Chav Dalad. As the Pasuk says, right by Maftir, it says, Vayal Moshe Elohor, Vayachas Onan Elohor, Esohor. His Moshe went up to Har Sinai, and the Onan Veshchina was there. Then the next Pasuk says, Vayishkon Kvoid Hashem al Har Sinai, Vayachasei Onan Sheshesh Yomim, Vayikri El Moshe B'yom HaShvi Mitoich Onan. That on the seventh day, that's when the Kodesh Baruch Hu called to Moshe. So Mashma Moshe went up to Har Sinai right away. And 6 days he was stammed there. He was there for 6 days. That was the mitzvah's prisha. And on the seventh day, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him. So Tosfos says, why did the Pasuk have to say Sheshesh Yomim? It just should have said that Hashem called him on the seventh day. How come it has to say Vechaseyu Onon Sheshesh Yomim? So since the Torah says an extra word of Sheshesh Yomim, that's the right that there's an extra word here to teach us L'Doros. Anytime before you go into the Machne Shechina, there's a mitzvah to have this prisha of at least 6 days in advance. So then the Gemara asked the question according to Rish Lakish that you're learning out from Har Sinai. It only said that Moshe had to be purged for 6 days. And our Mishnah said that the mitzvah's priest of Shivas Yomim, Kodim Yom Kippurim. So Gemara answered that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yudu Ben Beseira, Techayish Tutumas Beisai. Like Rashi said, we're afraid maybe the Kohen Gadol will live with his wife and she'll become a nida in the middle of Tashmish, and then the Kohen Gadol will be Tomei for 7 days. So therefore he has to be purged from his wife a day before the seventh day. So the Ritzvori asked the question, if so, what does Rish Lakish have to learn out from Har Sinai? That you have to be purged 6 days. Learn out the whole thing from Yeshua according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says it's a svara that you have to be purged from your wife 7 days in advance. So why the chal do we have to learn out from Sinai? Rather only learn out from here. Like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira does. It says, Chayesh Tutumas Beisai. So the Ritzvori answers that because of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira's din alone, it would have been enough that he should be purged from his wife. But the stam should have been halacha, he's also betashma shamita, that's all. Why does the Mishnah say like we bring him into the Beis Hamikdash, into the Lishkos Bahadrin? That's the pshat, that we learn out from Har Sinai. That the Moshe Rabbeinu went into Har Sinai, went up to the Har already 6 days before Hashem called him. To show that before you go up to the Machne Shechina, you have to have a prisha in a Mokum Kodesh 6 days before. And also he says that stam mishum tumas beisoi, it's loy shchiach, it's not a shchiatic thing to say that b'shas tashmish you should become a nida, so we also want to make that chshash. So therefore it starts out that midiraisa we learn out there's a mitzvah prisha 6 days in advance. You learn out from Har Sinai that you're supposed to go to a mokum kodesh 6 days in advance. Now once there's a mitzvah prisha of 6 days already, then if Yudu ben Maseira comes along with another svara to say, let him be porush a day before, 7 days. So even though it's not shchiach, you should become a nida in the middle of Tashmish, but since anyway you have to be purged for 6 days in advance, you might as well do it 1 day earlier to take all chashashim away that you shouldn't have any tumas nida on you. Yeah, and then the Gemara asked the question, according to Rish Lakish, Hazor b'sina mihevei? Like how come the Braisa says later that by the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur we maz on him all 7 days? So Tosfos asked the question that by Sinai there was also dam. The Pasuk says, Vigach Moshe Sadam V'Yizrika Alon. So Tosfos answered that Zrika wasn't L'Shem Tyre, it was only L'Shem Krisas Bris. Rav Tzimmer says, Tanya Kavosai D'Rab Yechanan. And Tanya Kavosa to Rish Lakish. I'll bring your raya to Rabbi Yechanan, and I'll bring your raya to Rish Lakish. Now Tanya Kavosa to Rabbi Yechanan, I'll bring your raya to Rabbi Yechanan. Again, the shaila was, how do we know the din of our Mishnah? That the Mishnah says that 7 days before Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah's prisha. We have to take the Kohen Gadol away from his house, away from his wife, and bring him into the Beis Hamikdash. How do we know this mitzvah's prisha? So Rabbi Yechanan says before we learn it out from the Meluyim. Just like by the Meluyim, the first 7 days, there was a mitzvah's prisha. We learn out from there that l'doros there has to be a prisha by Yom Kippur. And Rish Lakish says, no, don't learn out from the Meluyim, but rather we learn it out from Har Sinai, the way it was by Har Sinai. That was the Machlokes. Just like by Har Sinai, it says that 6 days before Moshe went up to the Har Sinai, he was perish. So what did l'doros also? He has to be perish at least 6 days. Aye, the Mishnah says 7 days. So Gemara says, according to Rish Lakish, the Mishnah goes according to Yehuda ben Beseira, that says, l'chayish tutumas beisai. It means once you have to be purish anyway 6 days, so they made a din already, do it 1 more day, 7 days, Kadeh, that even if you live with your wife, and maybe she'll be a nida, b'shas tashmish, you'll only be tummy for 7 days. So if your purus 7 days in advance, you'll be okay for Yom Kippur. So that was the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish. So now we're going to bring a raya to both of them. So Tanya kabos to Rabbi Yochanan. The pasuk says, b'zois yovei Aaron el HaKodesh. Hey, on Yom Kippur, b'zois, this is how Aaron should come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ba'meh, what does the pasuk mean b'zois, with what? Like, with what does he come in with? Ba'meh she'omar binyan. What the pasuk says, what it says someplace else, that's what this word b'zois means. Like Rashi says, my b'zois, yeah, b'zois, Rashi says, Kroa Yiseru, it's an extra posik. Kidla come on. Lemedrish Bay, to teach you something. Vidorish Behochi, b'zois ha-toyra, ho-amura binyin, b'mokim achar, yovay Aaron al-Kodesh. Hey, it's with something that we learn out from someplace else, with this Aaron should come in on Yom Kippur to the Kodesh. For the Mor Mahi, so Rashi Bay's Inyan, what did we learn out from someplace else to say, with this, the Kohen Gadol comes in on Yom Kippur, Mahi, so the Mor Be'inon, the Miluyim. We learn it out from Miluyim. Oma Omar Be'inyan de Miluyim. What does it say by the Pasha of Miluyim that was saying we learn it out to Yom Kippur? That Aaron Pirish Shiva, that there by the Shiva Simei Miluyim, before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, for 7 days it says Aaron had to be Pirish, go away from his wife, go away from his house, to come into the Oyam Oid. For Shimish Yei Mechud, then on the Shmini, the 8th day of Yimei Miluyim, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that was the first time that Aaron HaKoyin did the Avoida. So you see, there was a mitzvah parish 7 days before that. Umoyshe mosaloi kol shiva kadei lechan choy bavoida. Now all these 7 days of the Yimei Aaron was separated, Moshe was helping him out to teach him the avoida. He was mechanachim in the avoida. So v'yaf l'duris who adin l'duris. We learn out from the Meluyim that every generation that Kohen Gadol is parish shiva. That 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to be parish. Separate himself from his house, he come into the base of Migdish, or Misham Shir Mechid, today that on Yom Kippur be able to do the Avoida. So we learn out, so the often a Brisa, like Rabbi Yechanan, that we learn out, how do we know the din of our Mishnah, there's a mitzvah's Prishon, 7 days before Yom Kippur, you learn it out from the Miluyim, just like Aaron HaKohen had to be purged 7 days before the Shmini Shom Miluyim. Now, Ushnei Talmid Rechomim, Mi Talmid of Shom Moshe. Two Talmid Chachamim, which it's a lashon like the Talmidim Shel Moshe Rabbeinu, Lafukei Tzedukim, Lafukei not Tzedukim, people that are not like a Talmud from Moshe Rabbeinu, they're not Mekabel Teresh Shabbat Per, is Moisrim like Kol Shiva. Hey, in all these 7 days that the Kohen Gadol has to be purged from his house and come into the Beis Hamikdash, all these 7 days we give him two Talmid Chachamim that are Mitalmidei Shel Moshe, means that they do the right thing, they do listen to the Torah, Kedei Lechan Chay Bavoida. Today, to teach this Kohen Gadol, he should know how to do the Avoida, that when it comes Yom Kippur, he'll be able to do the Avoida the right way. The Rashi says, V'shim Eshiyem Echad, min the Avoida Shmini, by Aaron HaKohen, 7 days before the Shmini, he had to be Purish, Hut Lolov Shenema Korval HaMazbech. Yeah. Is Lafukei Tzlukim, Shoye Mishanen Avoidas Keteris, Yom HaKippur Kada Kamon, Boitziloi, Shoye Neistan HaKeteris Al-Eish Pachutz, V'yachakach Mechnisim. Hey, Tzedukim did a different type of an avoida. They didn't bring the keteris inside Lefnim and burn it there, but rather first they put the keteris on the Eish outside, and then they brought it inside. And that's wrong. You're supposed to bring the keteris the way it is, first inside, and then inside Lefnai and Lefnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's where you put it on top of the Eish. So that's why we have to bring Talmidim Shomesh Rabbeinu that know the right way, and not to do it like the Tzedukim. And these two Talmidim Chachamim have taught with Malama, the Kohen Gadol, all these 7 days, that he should be used to doing the Avoida, he'll know how to do it on Yom Kippur. Mikan Omru, from here we learn out, that Shivas Yomim, 7 days, Koidim Yom HaKippur, before Yom Kippur, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibeisoi. We take away the Kohen Gadol from his house, which means his wife. Lalishkas Parhedrin. We bring him into the Beis Hamikdash, into the special room called the Lishkas Parhedrin. Yeah. Now, Ukish. So this is good, like Rabbi Yechanan, that how do we know the mitzvahs of Prisha by Yom Kippur? We learn it out from the psukim that it says by Miluyim. Just like Aaron HaKohen had to be separated 7 days beforehand, who are then every Kohen Gadol? Now the Brisa ends off. Ukeshem Shem Afrishim Kohen Gadol, the same way there's a mitzvah by the Kohen Gadol to be Mafrishim 7 days beforehand, is Kach Mafrishim Kohen HaSarif Esaporim. The same thing, the kohen that burns the paraduma, this is also a mitzvah. 7 days before he burns it, he should be parish. Go away from his house and come in lelishcha shalpnei habira. He also comes into a special room in the Azor, in the Beis HaMikdash, Tzvayna Mizrachim, which is on the northeast side of the Azor, like we had before, that reminds you of the Paraduma, which has the same chattis to it, which usually chattis is Betzvayna, and the Zrika of the Paraduma is done by the Har HaMishka facing towards the Mizrach. That's why this room is on Tzvayna Mizrachim, to remind you, you're being Oistik in the Paraduma. Now, v'yechod zeh, both of them, Zay the Kohen that was separating before he burns the Paraduma 7 days, and who had in the Kohen Gadol, before Yom Kippur, we separate him 7 days, all these 7 days, mazin olav kol shivim, we sprinkle on them, these two kahanim, all these 7 days, mikol chatoy shoyosham, from all the different chatoyis that were there in the Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi before said, mikol chatoyis means tupshotim. One Rashi said on top, Mikol Chatoy Shem Shem means, Mikol Poro Poro, Hoyunoistin Ksas Lemishmerish, Mina Efer Bechayim. Interesting. As every single Paraduma that they burnt, they had saved away some of its ashes. Today that now, these are joined this 7 days before Yom Kippur, and the 7 days before the Kohen burns the Paraduma, they sprinkle on them from the Mechates of all the Paradumas that were already made. That's Womsha. Rashi Benishamati means Efer Pora Shal Moshe Lekola. It means they take some of the Efer yet from Moshe Rabbeinu's Pora. They use some of that Efer. But I call upon them all these 7 days when the Kohen Gadol, when the Kohen that burns the Paraduma is separated, with Maz Olav Kol Shiva, we sprinkle on them all these 7 days Mikol Chatoy Shoyishom from Mechatis, from the water of the Paraduma, from the ashes of the Paraduma, that this is Metayer the Kohen. Is that in case the Kohen touched the mace, he wants to become Tor, so for sure he'll be Tor now, that all these 7 days we put on the Mechatis. Yeah. So this Klorai, it's Rabbi Yechanan, that we're learning out these mitzvahs from the Miluyim. I, v'yim toim, you can ask me a question, the Brisa says, the Miluyim dam, hochomayim, he's by the Miluyim, there by Aaron, it just says they sprinkled the dam on in blood. How come here by the Kohen Gadol, and by the Kohen to burn this Paraduma, we sprinkle on the Mechatis? Or Mat, I'll give you a teretz, Nich Nesumayim Tachas Dam Enechanami. Water takes over the place of Dam. Yeah. The Yoimer, in Vayta Kashi, we dash in the Pasuk, the Yoimer, Kasher also by Yom Hazeh, Tzivu Hashem Lasses Lachaper Aleichem. And this is the poster that it says by the Meluyim, that by the Meluyim, the Shivas Yomim, that Aaron HaKohen had to be separated, going to the Yom Moed, the poster says, Kasher also by Yom Hazeh, the same way we did for this one day, for the Shemini Shel Meluyim, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that for this one day, he had to be separated 7 days, his Tzivu Hashem Lasses Lachaper Aleichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it Tzivu L'Doris, the lost love to be such a mitzvah. Now the Brisa says, Lasois Elo Maisapora. That from the word Lasois we dashen that the Maisapora, that the Kohen that burns the Paraduma, has to be separated 7 days. That's our Gius in the Brisa. We'll soon see that Taisa says you shouldn't be Gurus this in the Brisa. Because the Gemara now is going to bring a riot to Rabbi Yechanan. And Rabbi Yechanan before Rav Dimi came and said over Rabbi Yechanan, he was only Masni Choda. He was only master that only a Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur does he have to be separated 7 days. That's what we learn out from the Miluyim. But the din of the Paraduma, the Kohen that burns it, that's only a Maila Ba'alma. That's not from this Pasuk. And here, Luchur, the Mer, bringing a Brisa to Rabbi Yechanan, says clearly not like Rabbi Yechanan. So that's why Tyson the Mitzvah says, according, we're not Gerus this in the Brisa. The real Gerus should just be, Lasa is Lechaper is Elo Maisi Yom Kippurim. That's what we're learning out. We're only learning out from Miluyim that before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to be Purim 7 days in advance. But the din of Paraduma, that the Kohen that burns it has to be Purim, that's only a Milo Bialma. That's a Masha from Rashi also. Because Rashi says here, Ukeshem Shemafrishin, Rashi says, Loi Mikro Yalaflom. We're not learning out that the Kohen that burns the Paraduma has to be separated from this Pasuk. El Milo Bialma. Not that the Kohen that burns the Paraduma, it's only a Milo, it's only the Rabbanon Dikalochom. That we say 7 days beforehand, he has to be Purim coming to the Beis HaMikdash. So it's good, because we want to bring a Rai now to Rabbi Yechanan. And Rav Dimi said that Rabbi Yechanan only learned one thing,
only the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah prisha. But that the Kohen that burns the paraduma, that's only a mile of Yalma, like Rashi says here. That's not from this posse. So the gears in the brisa should be that lastly, so lechaper both is coming elu ma'isi Yom Kippurim. That's teaching us that on Yom Kippur, 7 days before, and there's a mitzvah prisha. For the Gemara v'ahai b'zois. So we started out that the brisa started out. How do we know this? Because the pasuk says by the beginning of Achrimos that b'zois yovei Aaron el haKodesh. With this on Yom Kippur, Aaron should come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So he said, what does the word b'zois mean? So he said b'zois is extra, and it's teaching us something we learn out from someplace else from the Meluyim applies here. For the Gemara v'ahai b'zois mi boyle legufei. No, we need the pasuk b'zois, the word b'zois, to tell us about Yom Kippur itself. That what? That the par ben boker lechatis, the ayel yoylo. You know how the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to do the avodah on Yom Kippur with his karbonis. He has to bring a par ben boker lechatis, that's his korban, and the ayel yoylo, he has to come in with a ram for a korban yoylo. That's what we learn now from the pasuk of the Zois. Have the Gemara Amri, in the korban lechudei, if this pasuk of the Zois Yovei Aaron is only teaching us that the Kohen Gadol has to come in on Yom Kippur with his karbonos, lay makro bazeh. The Torah just should have said bazeh with his two karbonos, oy ba'ela, or else with these. My bazois, what does the Torah say, loshin bazois? So Rashi says, it's, oh my bazois, loshin akeva. Bazois is a loshin akeva. Now, parva ayel dichsive basrei, lav nekeva sein. The Pasuk right away says he has to bring his karbonos. His karbonos is a par, an ox, the ayel, and he brings a ram, which are both zechorim. So how come the pasuk says a loshin bezois with a loshin akeva? So shamat minot harti. Therefore, the pasuk means something else also. So we learn now two things from here: that bezois means that he has to do the prisha 7 days in advance, and also it means he has to come with his two karbonos. Shrashi shema mina bina miluyim o prisha loshin akeva. That we learn out from the miluyim, which is a loshin akeva, that there's a mitzvah prisha. Just like by the Meluyim, 7 days before the Akamas of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Aaron was separated, who had in the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur has to be separated 7 days. For the Gemara Maivi Yomer, how come we have to bring down Psukim? How come the Brice ends off with the Psukim of Lassos and Lechaper that we're learning out from the Meluyim that Yom Kippur needs Prisha? The Chitayim, maybe I'll tell you, Yomer Kippur Kamo, who's the boy Prisha? He's from the first Pasuk of Bezois Yovei Aaron El HaKodesh. From that pasuk, I would think maybe that was only a mitzvah on the first Yom Kippur. The first Yom Kippur when Aaron HaKohen had to come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's when there was a mitzvah prisha. Maybe only the first Yom Kippur though. The Chitayim Yom Kippur Kama, who the boy prisha? Because he has to come to Meluyim. Just like we find by the Meluyim, it was only the first Avodah. Like the first time Aaron HaKohen did the Avodah, needed a mitzvah prisha. Avo Yom Kippur the Yalma. But every Yom Kippur from then on, loy, maybe does not need mitzvah prisha. So that's why we need another pasuk to teach us, no, not only from the pasuk of bezois, but there's a pasuk of lasas and lechaper to teach us ledoyreis every single Yom Kippur. There's a mitzvah before Yom Kippur, 7 days, the Kohen Gadol has to be separated. Inami no the pshat is, Kohen Gadol kama, who the boy prisha? Maybe only the first Kohen Gadol needs the prisha. Ava Kohen Gadol b'yama loy, maybe a Kohen Gadol after that, the second Kohen Gadol, does not need the mitzvah prisha anymore. Has from the pasuk of bezois, Yovei Aaron, it only means Aaron, the first Kohen Gadol. Talmud Lema, therefore the pasuk says, Kasher Osa. We learn out now that there's a mitzvah l'doris, that just like by Meluyim, there were 7 days prisha, who are then every Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to be separated 7 days in advance. Shrashi, Kohen Gadol Kama, Aaron Lavadai. He's from the pasuk of bezois yovei Aaron. I was thinking maybe only by Aaron Akoyin. He has to have the mitzvah prisha 7 days. Kol yomov. Avol deres haboyim letinam. Shlonema elabi Aaron. He's from this pasuk of bezois yovei Aaron. Maybe only Aaron had to have a mitzvah prisha. And the chlami, as long as Aaron lived, every Yom Kippur he had to have a mitzvah prisha. But maybe the next generation doesn't need it. Kamash v'lon later, no. The pasuk to say no. That even l'doyreis, you learn out from the Meluyim, every Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to be separated 7 days in advance. So this is the often a raya of Braisa to Rav Yochanan. So tomorrow now, Tanya Kavos to Resh Lakish. I'll bring you another raya to Resh Lakish. That Resh Lakish did not learn out from the Meluyim. Because his question was, by the Meluyim, all the avodas there, the mitzvahs there, is likuva. What wasn't done is possible. If so, by Yom Kippur also, it should be possible if the Kohen Gadol was not Hufrash 7 days in advance. And we'll soon see there's a raya from the Mishnah like that, that even though it's only a mitzvah, you're supposed to do it. But if the Kohen Gadol did not have this mitzvah prisha, he could still do the avoida. So that was Rish Lakish's kasha. You can't learn it out from the Mluyim. So Rish Lakish says, how does he know his halacha? He learns it out from Har Sinai. So I'll bring you a raya to Rish Lakish. Tanya Kavosa to Rish Lakish. It says, Moshe Olabonin. Moshe went up to the Har Sinai, were on him with the clouds, with the Shekhinah. V'nischas bonin, he was covered up with the clouds. V'nischadesh bonin, and he was had kedusha from the Yonin, from the Shekhinah. K'dei lekabel Torah Yisrael b'kedusha, because he was going up now to Har Sinai to receive the Torah. So he wanted, Hashem wanted, he should be molly kedusha. K'dei lekabel Torah b'kedusha. Shenema, raya from the pasuk. The pasuk says, Vayishkoin kvoid Hashem al Har Sinai. That it was Kvod Hashem in the Shekhinah was on top of Har Sinai. Zehoya Maisa Achar Aseres HaDibros. This is what took place after the Aseres HaDibros. Shohoyu Tchilo Le'aboyim Yoyim. This was the beginning of the 40 days that Moshe went up to Shemayim to receive the Torah. As after Hashem gave the Aseres HaDibros, then the next day Moshe went up for 40 days. So the first 40 days he didn't really go up. It was 6 days mitzvah prisha that Moshe stood down. We'll soon see the psukim. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. This is the way Rabbi Yosi Aglili dashes the psukim. As the pasuk says that Vayishkon Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai Vayechase Ha'onon Sheshesh Yomim. As the Shekhinah came down on Har Sinai and it covered up Har Sinai for 6 days. Then it says Vayikrael Moshe B'Yom Hashvi. Hashem called to Moshe on the 7th day Miteichonin from the Yonin. Then Amara Kvod Hashem Keshechel Espresho Lenikol Yisrael. So it's a machlekes now, Mandiyarmim, which 6 days are we talking about? It says the Shekhinah was on top of Hasinah after 6 days, and on the 7th day Hashem called Moshe to come up. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili Dashin, this is talking about after the Aseres HaDibros. After Moshe, and the whole Klai Yisrael heard the Aseres HaDibros from Hashem, after that first, then Hashem said, wait the first 6 days, wait there, b'teich Hashchina, in other words, have your mitzvahs prisha, the first 6 days we separated, and on the 7th day, Hashem told Moshe, come up. This was like the first 6 days of the 40 days, he didn't go up, it was mitzvahs prisha. That's the way Rish Lakish learns. And that's the way Rabbi Yosi Aglili dashens the pasuk. That Vayishkon Kvod Hashem al Hasinai, sehoye maisa achar Aseres HaDibros. After the Aseres HaDibros, now we start counting 40 days that Moshe went up, so the first 6 days he didn't go up yet. The first 6 days, Moshe was Parish. Today, on the 7th day when Hashem called him, after he did the mitzvah prisha for 6 days, then he could go up to Har Sinai to receive the Torah. So that's a riot to Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish says, we learn out from Har Sinai that any time before a Kohen goes in, Lefnai Lefnim, before he goes into the Kodshim, to Kodesh HaKadoshim, he has to have a mitzvah prisha for at least 6 days. That was the Maros Kasha. I, and now Mishnah says 7 days. And Rish Lakish only learns out from Har Sinai, the pasuk says 6 days. So Teretz was, once, like Tosfos speaks out, once you have already a prisha for 6 days, midrabbanan, do it a 7th day already. Mishur Yehudah ben Maseir is time. But if it wouldn't be for the pasuk that midiraisa, you have to be purish 6 days, for Rabbi Yehudah ben Maseir is time alone, the chashin l'tumas beisai, there will not be a mitzvah prisha. So that's what Rish Lakish says. We learn out from this pasuk 6 days before you go to the Har Sinai, before you go to Mokim Shekhinah, you have to have a mitzvah prisha. That's why Rabbi Yosi Aglili dashens the psukim. Rabbi Akiva says no. Vayishkon Kvod Hashem Meresh Chodesh. He says no. Pshan these psukim is talking about before the Aseres HaDibros. He says Meresh Chodesh Sivan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Shekhinah upon Har Sinai. Rashi says, Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Kodem Aseres HaDibros Hoyo. Ve'shisha yom halolu heim, shisha yomim shem Meresh Chodesh ad yom man Torah. The first 6 days of Sivan. Uvashvi Kiblum, on the 7th day he was Makabal the Torah, Makabal the Aseret HaDibros, Umoisha v'chol Yisrael imdim Makabal Aseret HaDibros, Moisha and the whole Klai Yisrael was there to Makabal the Aseret HaDibros, Kedarminon, Anoichiv lo'yiyah l'chom, Mepiagvur Shemanim, they heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'yachakach, after the Aseret HaDibros, Allah, then on Yom Shvi, Moisha went up to Har Sinai, Kedar Lakabal Esaluchos, V'lohoyisham Prisha Klal. According to Rabbi Kiva, there was no mitzvah prisha at all. The pasuk says these 6 days means these are the first 6 days of Sivan. That's Rabbi Kiva dashens. Vayishkon Kvod Hashem Resh Chodesh. Vayechase Onon Lahar. That's what it says there was a Gilu Shekhinah. That was for the covenant of